which provides natural light and ventilation to the bathroom be retained. I understand that the requirement for its removal is as a result of the concern about removal of original building fabric. So I would propose that the window size be reduced to 450 millimetres wide, just enough to provide that natural light and ventilation that we need for that window, for the bathroom. The other DA condition is 6L, which requires that the northeastern wall of the lounge shall be set back a minimum of 500 millimetres inside the northeastern boundary to provide an overland flow path of not less than 500 millimetres clear width between the rear boundary and the Birch Grove Road frontage. Our concern with introducing that setback on the side is that it would impinge on the amenity of the proposed lounge at the rear. It is a small space already, and half a metre is actually a large proportion of that room to lose. So we would propose an innovative alternative approach to deal with overland flow, and that is to allow for the lounge floor slab to have a fold in it along the northeastern side of 500 millimetres width to allow that overland flow path. In my written submission, I suggested a height of 300 millimetres, but acknowledging that crawl space is required in that area in order to clear any debris, I would propose that the height of that fold be increased to 600 millimetres. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Stapleton.
Sorry, I was distracted a moment there. Are you saying water can flow under the building?
If we were to introduce a fold in the slab at the side of the width that is required, the 500 millimetres, then that overland flow path can be provided.
So the water flows under the slab?
Yes.
Is there a section through that part of the building?
No, we haven't provided one.
At the moment, you've got that on a slab on ground.
That's right.
So a step up?
Exactly.
Inside the room?
Yes, so we would propose that along that wall we have joinery facing.
A seat or something?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything further?
Reasoning and conclusions that the panel has reached.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The panel visited the property this morning and also several properties behind, which enjoyed views over the roof of the subject property. Property was very run down and in need of renovation, and it was one of a pair of semi-detached houses, the adjacent property having been renovated and having an addition set back at the line of the ridge of the roof of a modern character. There's some argument that doing the same for the subject building was acceptable, and this may be where the council officers were coming from when they recommended approval for this proposal. However, the panel thought that the proposal wasn't sympathetic to the heritage conservation area, and that the precedent of the adjoining building need not necessarily be followed. This was really confirmed when we visited the properties behind, which enjoyed a view just over the roof of the subject property and its neighbour to Cockatoo Island, which you could call almost an iconic view. And the subject proposal has a kicked up part of the roof to provide ventilation to a bathroom, which would create a view loss even worse than the neighbour's property provides. So, on balance, the panel will not follow the council officer's recommendation on this matter. Apart from the proposal to delete the balustrade, the panel's view is that because of heritage considerations, view loss for the neighbours and the site cover exceedance, which has been documented in the council officer's report, that it wishes to refuse this proposal. So accordingly, it's the panel view that the 4.6 application is not well founded, and that just find it here. That the Inner West Planning Panel, exercising its functions of the council as the consent authority pursuant to section 4.16 of the EP&A Act 1979, refuses consent to develop an application number D/2018/474 for alteration and additions to a semi-detached cottage at 103 Birchgrove Road, Birchgrove. And the reasons for this decision is as set out on the television screen. The proposal does not satisfy the view sharing planning principles are set out in Tenacity case. Tenacity is a legal case which discusses view sharing.
Tenacity Land Environment Court case.
That it has a significant impact on iconic views from at least two properties.
Views from?
Impact on iconic views from at least two adjacent properties.
The end of A, views,
hello, let's
impact on iconic views. Views in the bottom line of A.
Yes. From at least two adjacent properties.
From at least. Adjacent. USB.
Secondly, the proposal has unacceptable heritage impact on the place, which is a component of the Iron Cove Conservation Area, capital C, capital A. The proposal exceeds Council's DCP controls. Oh no, LEP controls.
Yep.
For site coverage. And the submitted clause 4.6 request
to vary
the development standard is not well founded or does not satisfy
not
the.
Satisfy the
is that right?
And is therefore not.
Yes, at the end of C, and is therefore not well founded.
And is not granted the area. Yeah, well, that'll do. Yep, that's right.
And I suppose, and is therefore not well founded.
Yep.
And the last item, and due to the above, approval of the proposal would not be in the public interest.
that last line, wherever it came from, goes out. The recommendation in relation, that's not there. We've reached the end. The panel will now adjourn for the purposes of making its final consideration to determination in relation to item number one.
Just 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
Yeah. Do you want to use?
My name is Louise.